Son, never stop learning.
You are already being read. Right now, in every meeting you attend, every negotiation you enter, every tense conversation you navigate, someone is scanning your face, your pace, your word choices, looking for data. Most people leak that data constantly and never realize it. Here is the counterintuitive truth. The highest status individuals in any room are often the hardest to read, not because they are cold, but because they have mastered what researchers call a regulated baseline. Studies in nonverbal communication confirm that higher status individuals display fewer self-touch and fidget behaviors than their peers. Less movement, less visible reactivity, more perceived authority. That is not coincidence, that is architecture. Now, Muhammad Ali Murtaza, you have already encountered one piece of this architecture. The Grey Rock Method, coined in 2012 by a blogger named Skylar, describes making yourself emotionally uninteresting to persistently toxic personalities, starving manipulative behavior of the reaction it feeds on. It is a defensive tool, a targeted one. Think of it like a blast shield, useful when something is actively exploding near you, but not something you walk around wearing every day. Strategic unreadability is the broader structure that blast shield belongs to. It is not about becoming a wall. It is about controlled disclosure and regulated expression, deciding what you reveal, when you reveal it, and at what cost. The key idea is this. Gray rocking reduces reinforcement in specific high-conflict interactions. Strategic unreadability is a proactive discipline you apply across leadership, negotiation, and professional relationships. The failure mode is critical to name early. Many people hear unreadable and translate it as blank, evasive, or permanently secretive. That translation destroys trust fast. Colleagues start filling the silence with suspicion. Stakeholders assume concealment. The goal is never opacity for its own sake. For example, a senior negotiator who says, "I need to review that before committing," is not being evasive, they are being disciplined. There is a difference between withholding impulsive reactions and withholding relevant information. One protects your leverage, the other erodes your credibility. Remember, strategic unreadability is truthful by design. It limits what you volunteer, not what you honestly answer when asked. The physiological layer is where most people fail first. Research on microexpressions shows that involuntary facial signals typically last only 1/25th to 1/15th of a second, fast enough that most observers cannot consciously register them, but slow enough to create a cumulative impression. You cannot suppress these signals through willpower alone. That is surface acting, and the research on emotional labor is clear. Surface acting, faking a calm exterior while internally churning, is more cognitively taxing and less sustainable than deep acting, which means actually regulating your internal state. Deep acting works. It means slowing your breath before a high-stakes exchange, naming the emotion internally before it reaches your face, and building a genuine calm baseline rather than performing one. This is where composure becomes a skill, not a mask. Muhammad Ali Murtaza, this distinction matters enormously for you. The goal is not to suppress what you feel, but to process it faster than the room can observe it. The takeaway from this opening lecture is precise. Strategic unreadability is not the absence of personality. It is not stonewalling. It is not fear dressed up as restraint. It is a proactive tool of leadership and leverage, one that requires you to regulate your physiology, discipline your disclosures, and maintain a truthful baseline that others can trust even when they cannot fully predict you. Gray rocking is one narrow application of this broader skill set, useful in specific defensive situations. What you are building here is the full architecture, the capacity to be calm when others expect panic, measured when others expect impulsiveness, and deliberate when others expect reaction. That composure is not coldness, it is competence. And in the lectures ahead, you will learn exactly how to build it. One framework, one drill, one high-stakes scenario at a time.